May the word of my mouth and the meditation of all our hearts be acceptable to you, O Lord, our God, our strength, and our Redeemer. Please be seated. Well, the call of this morning kind of directs us towards a theme of love, and we're asking God to give us the strength, to give us the grace to really love his commandments, and then also to desire what he promises us, which is different from what the world promises us. And during Lent, it's always a good time to do some self-examination or self-reflecting. You know, who are we deep down inside? You know, when we wake up in the morning, what do we think of first? When we have a decision to make, you know, do we pray? Do we even think of asking God to help guide us in our daily life? And Lent is a great time for that, because it can kind of get us into a good habit. Isaiah starts us off with trying to teach us from the word of God, saying, "Thus saith the Lord," and goes through everything. But it says, "I'm about to do a new thing." And that's what God is all about, doing new things, to have it spring forth. And that's Jesus. And he even asks, "Do you not perceive it?" And that's kind of what we learn from Mary in the gospel today. You know, do we pay attention of what's happening or what's even around us? But we won't get to the gospel just yet. I think St. Paul is just, this particular section really shows who he is. Because sometimes Paul comes off as arrogant, but this particular section really shows us who he is deep down inside. And I love it because he says, "If anyone else has reason to be confident in the flesh, I have more." Now that could sound like he had a really arrogant attitude, but it's not. He was making it very plain. "I was circumcised on the eighth day," which all good Jews were supposed to, you know, have that done. "I'm a member of the people of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin." And Benjamin, that tribe was the best of the best in their world. He says, "I was a Hebrew, born of Hebrews." So there was no mixing of the bloods. He was a genuine Hebrew through and through. And then as far as the law was concerned, he was, in other words, he was a Pharisee. He was a lawyer. He knew the law inside and out. And as far as having zeal, having action for God and for his people, he was a persecutor of the Christian faith and church at first. Now then he goes on, he says, "As to righteousness under the law, which God gave us, but we didn't get it, that's why he had to send Jesus, he was blameless because he followed the law, the letter of the law, totally, and so did the Pharisees and those in power, but they used it against the people, and they made it so difficult they couldn't relate to God. They couldn't be reconciled to God. Half the time they couldn't even get to worship because they were pushed away by the new laws that the Pharisees had made. But then he goes on. So he had a point to this. "Whatever gains I have, these I have come to regard as loss because of Christ." He had a relationship with Christ. He met him personally, face to face, and changed. And then he goes on to say how he feels about the value of Christ. He says, "I regard everything," all that list that we just mentioned, which is so important to a good Jew. He regarded it as lost. It wasn't important to him anymore. What was important to St. Paul? Jesus Christ. Everything else meant nothing to him. Can you imagine giving up everything, your family, your faith, what you thought was right, but then suddenly realizing that it was wrong what you were doing or how you were living, and then make a total change like that? Absolutely amazing. But he knew that Jesus Christ was the Son of God and his Messiah. And he also realized that now he wasn't righteous because of following the law. He was righteous because he had faith in Jesus Christ and was trying to do his best to the point where he wanted to experience Christ. He wanted to experience the power of Jesus' resurrection. He wanted to experience, if need be, the sufferings that Christ had, which were many. He wanted to be like his Savior. He was truly a follower of Jesus Christ. Humble, very humble, but also a very honest man. And then he goes on to say, which shows his humility even a little bit more, not that I have already obtained this, because he didn't obtain it. It was a gift to him by Christ, by God Almighty. And he realized that. But because of Jesus, because of his relationship, he wanted to make it his own. And then I know for a lot of times, people might think, oh, being a Christian is easy. But it's not. And here we have even St. Paul saying, forgetting what lies behind, which was a lot of stress and strain and probably grief for him to give up and to change. But he says, I'm straining forward for what lies ahead. Think about the word straining. It wasn't easy for St. Paul. That was hard for him. But his love for Christ, his real love and faithfulness to God Almighty that now he's going to show through Christ and by the power of the Holy Spirit, is what has value for him and is his focus. So what is his goal? His goal is to press on for the heavenly call, which each and every one of us has a call. Every morning we could ask ourselves, what does God, what one thing even, one thing, what would God want us to do today that would be showing Christ to the world? That's a good Lenten practice. So anyway, the gospel is also amazing because there's a couple of things that kind of foreshadow. We realize that this is the Lazarus that was raised from the dead. So we know that the Pharisees at this point were out to kill Jesus. They were out to get rid of him because he was becoming more powerful and more followed and more loved. So anyway, he's at dinner with Martha and Mary and Lazarus. And what does Mary do? Another thing that Jesus does on Maundy Thursday. Mary gets a pound of costly perfume and anoints Jesus' feet. That's what slaves were all about back then. So that was like a servant ministry for her to do to Jesus Christ. And that's what Jesus Christ teaches his apostles and disciples and us to do on Maundy Thursday. Have a servant ministry. And she just doesn't do it with water. She gets expensive perfume. So her love was that was her gift to him. Because I think she kind of knew things were getting close. And like Jesus himself says, I'm not going to be with you always. So pay attention. Yes. There will be poor with you always, and you are to take care of them. That's our goal for Christ. But Jesus Christ is got more value than all, and we are to pay attention and have extravagant love like Mary does for him, as she does. And then we've got Judas, who starts to complain like he really cares about the poor and say, oh, this is a waste of money. Well, we know from the gospel that wasn't his point. That wasn't the thing. He wanted to save that money so that he could steal it later on. And what does Jesus say? He tells Judas, leave her alone. She bought it. so that she may keep it for the day of my burial." Judas didn't quite get it. He was greedy, which is the opposite of love, if we think about it. So when we ask ourselves in the morning, who do we love? What do we love? Who do we serve? Why? How? Those are things that we need to answer by being followers of Christ, by loving Jesus and wanting to please him and to know him through our prayer and just by being together on Sunday for worship. All of us, like St. Paul, all of us have a call. Jesus Christ came to make it very clear that yes, the Ten Commandments are good, but loving God and loving one another is the most important thing. To love God and to love each other like I do. That's what he said. So we are to love God and to love each other as Jesus did. That's our goal. Please pray with me. Heavenly Father, we just ask that you make us aware of all that you do for us personally and as a group. Help us to work together so that we can serve you in the world. Help us to really follow Jesus Christ as our Savior and to know what that means. Keep us within your loving arms and help us to make the Holy Spirit active in our lives. In Jesus Christ we pray.
Amen.